This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Well, our cattle market, after having two fantastic days of higher trade and higher closes, started off with upside today, both in live cattle and feeder cattle, but it was short-lived as the selling took over, and mainly that was what pulled. That's mainly what we saw as far as trade today was negative trade. We did find some positive trade in our February and April cattle throughout the session. We really lacked any fresh news. Choice box beef today was down 3 cents. Selects were up $1.02, a movement of 69 loads. We also saw the pork cuts down $1.99 today. The cattle kill was 109,000 head. On the close today, Feb cattle were 65 higher. April cattle up 12. March feeders were down $1.60. May feeders down $1.40. And April lean hogs were 17 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220.
Tom, how did the new USDA WASD report affect the grain market?
Well, it didn't give the effect that most people wanted. It did not give us upside. It was not really a negative report overall, but it lacked any real big friendly news, and it did not have any surprises. So overall, after doing a little bit of trading on both sides of unchanged in some of the contracts after the release at 11 o'clock, we saw the session go back to negative trade, and we closed negative in our wheat, corn, and soybeans today. On the close, March KC wheat down 9.5 cents, July KC down 8.75. March Chicago wheat was 8 cents lower. March corn closed 3.25 lower. July corn down 3 cents. The March soybeans down 9.5. July beans down 11. And March cotton 21 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.